Other than that, everyone will have a chance to speak at the end of the meeting, unless you are on the agenda. I'll call you one at a time up here to the podium. Let's get started.
Let us pray. Our most kind, gracious Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us before we fall short, Lord. Lord, we ask you today as we're conducting county business, as everything we do be in the betterment of our county. We say this humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Need approval of the minutes for July 20th.
Motion.
Got a motion, second. Mr. Osteen, second Mr. Stevenson, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We got a motion, Mr. Osteen, second Mr. Stevenson, all in favor?
Aye.
Any constitutional officers here like to speak?
Nope.
Need a motion to go into public hearing?
Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Stevenson, second Mr. Osteen, all in favor?
Aye.
Morning. We got a petition by Donald and Kelly Holcomb requesting a special exception to be granted as provided in section 4.3.5, special exceptions of the Dixie County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle in an environmentally sensitive area, ESA zoning district, in accordance with the petition dated 7/13/2023, to be located on the property as described as follows: Dixie County parcel number 1309-13-4051-0000-0050 at 958 Northeast 817th Street, Old Town, Florida 32680, Commission District 1, Jody Stevenson.
Do you have any opposition?
Okay.
Anyone here oppose it? Do we have anyone on the phone? Make a motion to approve.
We've got a motion, Mr. Stevenson, to approve.
Second.
Got a second, Mr. Woods. All in favor?
Aye.
We have a petition by Richard Tompkins requesting a special exception to be granted as provided in section 4.3.5, special exceptions of the Dixie County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle in an environmentally sensitive area, ESA Zoning District, in accordance with the petition dated July 13, 2023, to be located on property described as follows: Dixie County parcel number 0808146860-0002-0020 at 214 Northeast 893rd Avenue, Branchville, Florida 32008. Commission District 1, Joe Stevenson.
You have any opposition on
that?
Yes, sir. Anyone here oppose it? Got anyone on the phone?
No, sir.
Motion to approve.
Got a motion, Mr. Stevenson, to approve.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Motion to go back to the board.
We got a motion to go back to the board, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Resolution 2023-67, Donald and Kelly Holcomb.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Stevens. Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 2023-68, Richard Tompkins.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Thomas.
May I ask this to
Lamb? Okay. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. We have been following up on this development that started by Mr. William Sykes and down on the river on the Dixie County side, and we took a couple, well, a dozen copies of the plat to Mr. Leon's office a couple of weeks ago, and it's possible to be able to sit down with Mr. Leon, so we don't have feedback from him, and perhaps at this time, we can get some feedback.
He's been tied up with his wife.
Been unavoidable.
So, yeah, it's no secret that I have been tired of it. And you have to forgive me. I didn't even realize today was Thursday until this morning at 8 o'clock. For everybody who don't know, my wife's been in the hospital now for over 2.5 weeks. It's been rough. So originally, this was rezoned to RSF 2.
Mm-hmm.
10,000 square foot lot size, 85 foot width. The plat that's shown here doesn't meet those requirements. Now, if they have different ideas they want to present to you, I went and highlighted there's three lots that do meet that size requirement. Other than that, they don't. I remember that board meeting very well. I'm sure for those that were there, remember it. Had a lot of controversy back and forth.
Mr. Leon, is that the meeting that where the zoning is going to be changed in a couple of years?
To meet this density here.
Here. Within 2 years.
Correct.
But we went ahead and voted on it to do it then so he could, man,
get started quicker.
Correct.
Okay, okay. So whether we voted it then or left alone, it would still be at...
The 10,000.
Exactly.
Correct.
Okay.
What I understand is that those lots, what they turned in, does not meet the 10,000. It's less. Is that correct?
Correct. And okay. I mean, it's
let me look at that one you got, bud.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's about it. And I didn't open this up until this morning.
Can y'all get that taken care fixed
to meet these requirements that's
already in place?
That's what we'll do. We need to.
Yeah. Yeah, going to have to.
They're very close to that.
Okay.
We'd love to get them approved like they
most
are.
Most of them. Looks like your smallest is going to be around 67, 15, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah,
how
many is this zone for now?
Can I see it, Mark?
28?
Use all the papers to work out fine the way we have it. But these are the same, larger than the ones that subdivision down at the end of the Ridge Ramp. They're large, quite a bit larger.
Well, how many are y'all proposing? How many houses do y'all want? Well, I've already spoke to you about my situation with it.
44 is what we have.
This is on the top of that hill.
He knows
where it is. There's a lot of opposition to it also.
But you just said that you could go there and meet the law requirements, correct?
If that's what you're going to require, that's what we'll do, of course.
Yeah.
So
I do have time that I could meet with the two gentlemen here today after this meeting, if you'd like.
That'd be perfect. And let's try to come up with a plan to... Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm 100% subdivisions. I want homes in this county. That's one of the best economic growths you can do. We go out and we look at stuff and try to bring stuff in here, but if there's no place to live.
These would be nice places to do this.
Right. So that would be great if y'all could sit down and...
But we want to comply.
Yes.
It has, of course, central water, sewer, and...
And y'all talked to Big Ben and they can accommodate everything on that end.
Yes, sir.
I think a meeting with y'all and...
That would be productive.
Yes.
Yeah, so you're going to table it then until we...
Mm-hmm. I think that'd be the smartest thing to do, my opinion.
Is that okay with you, Dave?
You know my position on it. We can wait or we can do it tomorrow.
Yeah, there's nothing to vote on that.
We can't.
Yeah, there's nothing to vote on, right. Honestly.
They don't meet the...
I haven't even tried to get... I mean, what we voted on to do, because my major concern is parking and stuff like that on these lots.
They build a substantial size home.
They ain't going to be home much left.
That's a different scenario. The only thing we're looking at here is on the compliance for lot size.
Right. Yeah. I think a meeting with y'all, and then David, if you want to be in that meeting.
Maybe you can sit in as the commissioner of the district. Yes, that's up to you.
But that would be the smartest avenue, in my opinion.
I agree with that.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for your time.
Here they are.
You need this back? Or?
Thank you to you.
Mr.
Leon,
he just took Brad, that off. It's your turn.
Okay. All right. How you doing?
Doing great.
Brad, how you doing?
Good. That's what we like to hear. We don't do the good things. Thank you for having us this morning. Me and Andrew have what we call a very good message to bring to you today. This year starts my 15th year as your representative for your insurance here in Dickson County. And for the first time, I'm able to bring you a decrease in health insurance rates for the year.
Good. Thank you.
There we go. It's not going down much.
Hey.
But it is. It does have a negative in front of the renewal number.
Okay.
Claims did get better. If you remember, a year and a half ago, when we did our 21 renewal, even when we did our 22 renewal, even going back to when we switched back to Blue Cross, we've had some difficult claims years. We established a big wellness program back in 2021, or summer of 21, and we think that it resonated and claims went down. We're going to do it again this year. We need to get more people involved. We've got Blue Cross committed to some money to help pay for it, which is a wonderful thing. And what you've seen is your economic return of the county getting behind it back when they did. So we'll keep that going. So your rates are decreasing by $2.11 per month per employee.
Good.
I fought for more, but with history, it was difficult. If we get 2-3 years in a row of lower claims, then I'm going to have a lot more to fight with. So the medical insurance, in my opinion, is good.
Yeah, I've never seen it not go up, Commissioner.
Yeah.
Well, I will tell you that I've been doing this 29 years now, and this is my fourth reduction of rates in large groups. It's not happening often. But it does happen when it's warm. And moving on, dental insurance is increasing for the first time, $1.61 per employee. So overall, with the dental insurance going up and the health insurance going down, the county will pay less for your benefit package for all benefits for employees, less than you did for this payment. And I'm very happy to bring that message to you.
Where do we sign up? Let's do it.
Well, on the decrease of the one, increase of the other, we're going to be saving $839.
That's correct.
$839 per employee.
Last year's increase was $130.
Yeah.
Brad, you gave us an update on the wellness, and that was going to be one of my questions toward you. And I think the wellness program has helped a bunch, and I'm glad you offered that to us, and we was able to commit to it. And I think we need to continue that also.
Absolutely. And we've done a good job as far as educating employees, as far as care and where to get it and things like that. When I looked at the claims, we actually had a very different claims year because we had actually 7 out of 12 months that there were no inpatient hospital charges. Zero. Mm-hmm. 7 out of 12 months, which is wonderful.
Huh.
Maybe they're going to urgent care. Maybe they're doing the telemedicine that we've been advertising. So, good stuff.
Yep. Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot easier when you bring us to the
deductible. You know what?
Try it again next year.
bringing good news is not always my job, so.
Thank you this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
See how smooth thing goes?
What's that?
See how smooth everything goes?
Yeah.
It goes a lot smoother.
Do they need to vote to accept?
Yeah, accept the 2020.
We got a motion, Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Thanks, everyone. Oh, I'm sorry. We don't have to vote on this, but just an announcement. Open enrollment September 1st through the 22nd. Andrew and I will be on site the 16th and the 17th. And if you remember from 2 years ago, we implemented our online benefit platform that employees don't actually have to come to open enrollment to get it completed. They can do it online. They can do it virtual with us. So the 16th and 17th, we are available on site, but starting on the 1st, they'll be able to do it virtual online, whatever they want to do. So it makes it a much more efficient work day.
You know, Steve?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Tell him thank you, Steve. Tell him thank you, Steve.
Andrew knows Steve pretty good.
Yeah.
Great.
Thank y'all.
Thank y'all.
Thank you, sir.
Miss Sheila.
One quick announcement for you all is that on August the 31st is going to be National Overdose Awareness Day, and we're sending out letters. So I think I put you guys a packet together. Most businesses will receive one of these letters, and it's to ask you to light up purple on that day. You know, add something purple to your business to make people aware that it is an overdose death day, that we had so many deaths. And what we will do that night at 7:30 here at the courthouse, and everyone's welcome, we're going to remember those people that were lost, and we're going to walk the courthouse block and do that in memory, and it's going to be a candlelight vigil. So we're going to do that night of those who were lost through overdose. Also, I gave you all pack, and you that have the red bag. This year we're doing an initiative with the school, and there's a packet that we're giving. It's some special tips for teens, and we're working on a project to be able to bring vape detectors to all the schools to hopefully decrease the vaping that is occurring in the school system. So we're working with Superintendent Thomas on that initiative. So, and that's it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am.
Gentlemen, just for y'all's information, I'm giving Sheila a plug. I was filling in for another attorney at a school board meeting, and they brought a flyer in that she shared with us here several months ago with the Skittles and stuff like that. That was the first that school board had heard of it. Okay, so they were in shock and awe that this even existed. So I do want to give Miss Sheila a plug. They're staying on top of it. They're keeping us involved. The other school was having very similar issues, as all schools are, with vapes in the schools. And none of this was known to them, what has been shared with us as a county board, and as Donna Walker said on school board, she's also brought it to our board as a school board. So I do want to put a plug in for how well she is doing on spending the monies that have been allocated for that purpose. And thank you, Ms. Sheila.
Thank you. And as a courtesy, I just trained all of their law enforcement in the new illicit drugs coming out with the major cartel changes, and also with on how to reverse overdoses. And actually was given some Narcan from our community resource and gave it to their law enforcement because their law enforcement had no Narcan available.
Thank you.
Thank you, for her, because you know, obviously our drug coalition is doing their job.
Yes.
But they made a mark in the sand for others to reach for. Yeah. And thank you, Ms. Sheila.
Thank you. Steve.
Morning, board.
Morning.
Currently, we're at 948 customers. We are down three, just waiting for three new owners to come up to sign in and get back up to the normal amount. Right now, we do have zero waiting for installation. Continuing to do blow-offs. On our meters, we've replaced 92 so far. As the last meeting, I have identified 206 more bad meters. So on our board, we're trying to push to get all new meters. The new meters we're looking at are 20-year warranty, and it's if 19 years, one goes bad, they replace it, we get another 20 years on that meter. So hopefully we'll approve that. Other than that, mine's short today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Steve. Thank you, Steve.
Mr. Bailey.
Good morning. Go down the list a little bit here. 362nd, 364. The NTP was issued March 4th. The project had to be completed pretty quick here. We're in construction phase, but construction has not started yet. So I think the county's up against a deadline as far as that agreement with DOT. So we need to be trying to get that thing moving on ahead. So we're out of that. DOC, we're working with our mechanical engineer on that and the structural parts of the building to finalize that. We're also working on the grading plan and reviewing our civil plans right now for expansion on that. The Old Town Fire Station, we're also the same status of that. We're finalizing our civil plans and getting those all bundled together for that project. Restore Act, we're working on submitting that application for the working waterfront. That deadline is August the 12th, so we'll have that application in for that first project down there. We need the working waterfront. The library, we're working with a mechanical engineer now on that to deal with bringing the air conditioners down on the ground. Hope to have that wrapped up pretty quickly here. We checked on library funding. There is money available for construction. If the board wants to pursue a new library, we've got a site. We just need to put together an application with cost estimates, and it always helps if we've got a, let's say, concept plan to go with it to work that. At the last board meeting, you indicated you had some property we could put one on. If that's what the board would like to do, we can certainly put that together. That being said, I know y'all had Senator Simon down here last week. I was involved with a meeting with him on Friday, but I don't know if he told yet or what, but we got word that he would like to have anything in his district by the end of August. They do have an early session this year in January, so they'll start committee meetings in the fall. So
I have that on the report to get him to request it on appropriations. Come on, appropriations on the Senate side.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
So, but if you'd like for us to do that, if we know what the parcel is, we can put together a sketch. We've done a library a few years ago for Swami County on that similar program.
Now you know I got something to say, don't you? So let's talk about that just for a second, because I think I'm just one of five, but I think out there by the health department, A&K Nursery used to be would be a great location. Yep. Red light entrance, got turn lanes
right across from the school.
I think that parcel there. I think there's two of them there.
There's two there, right?
If I'm not mistaken. Yeah. So
one across the road.
I'd have to look at it.
Yeah.
You talking about between Meridian, the behavior center?
Yes. Good piece of property. Be plenty of parking and pretty drainage.
High and dry.
Yep. So well, it was. It did have a little water on it, but who didn't? But honestly, if we're going to talk about library, let's do the library. Yes. I think that would be a great location, in my opinion. And we are pushing for time because the meeting with Corey the other day, he wanted this stuff done. So in my opinion, that's where a good library should be. How do you feel, Miss Cindy? You got a lot of say so in this.
Yeah.
Thank you. I think it's a good idea, a good location, because of the proximity to the prison for the employees there that don't always get off when they think they're going to.
Yeah,
and actually the airport.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you got good DOT turnoffs and all that kind of stuff too. Mm-hmm.
With a red light.
I'm going to make a motion, and it may be premature, but I'm going to do it anyway.
I'm going to make a motion for everybody to get a raise, and I'll make a motion for Greg. You go ahead with it.
But
I think that partial land, if not both of them, depends on the concept of the building. But in my motion, I want to dedicate them two partials for that, and for you to get with Miss Cindy and y'all work out a concept of the libraries, and let's start getting this ball rolling.
We got it.
That's my motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch, on the new library. We got a second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
I got one question, Miss Cindy. Internet access is a huge thing for libraries. Do we have that available out there at that parcel?
Well, the health department would have it.
Yes, yeah,
the health department is right next door. I just pulled that parcel up. It's 1.87 acres. Yes.
Almost 2 acres.
And if it ain't got it, we'll shortly, because it's such a far electric, it's putting it in everywhere.
Wait a minute.
What'd you say?
There's fiber in that area. We can get it up.
Yeah. Okay. So that one parcel is 1.87. So almost 2 acres of land right there. That should, is that both of them together, or just is that
they
one?
They are both combined on that site.
Okay.
It's showing as one parcel. It may have been two at one time, but it is now technically on the website. I just pulled up the county site. It's 1.87.
Y'all remember now, this is in our industrial complex. So,
it butts up right up to the health department, so you would have possibly some room for some additional parking if you refigured the driveways and stuff like that. So it may actually give you more than what that parcel is, being it's all county property, if we could work on the parking area, because there's a parcel next to it that basically just has that access road going into the health department. That looks like that's all that's on that.
Well,
and I'm sure Mr. Greg will look at all of that.
Yeah, we'll look at that too, but what I'm trying to say is that is an industrial park, and we have committed that partial property to this project. So if we have someone coming in wanting that partial, y'all got to remember that we're well committed. It ain't going to say it's going to happen, but it's committed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll get Cindy on that and get that pulled together so we can get that turned in.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, for clarity, this is not actually grant application we're applying for. This is appropriations request.
No, there's
two different parts.
We could go two different ways.
And we could apply for appropriations and a grant.
There is a program for library construction, and there are funds in there for that.
So let's apply there and not do the appropriations. Is that what you're thinking? Do both?
I'm always of the opinion you...
Both ways.
I always say there's no silver bullet. You got to have
multiple bullets.
Yeah, you got to have enough guns. So,
okay. Yep.
What the purpose is today that we don't want to ask him if this was a separate pot of money. I just spoke to Mr. Cannon this week. We had in our 5-year plan 3 years from now to apply for a project. We decided to try to move that up. This may interfere with it. I don't want to call it interference. We are looking at trying to get money, and I'm working on a meeting since I was not in town when Mr. Simon was here to try to get Tallahassee to talk with him. But we would like to try to replace our maintenance facility that we have over at the Old Cross City Station. It's crowded and out of the way. Check Mr. Cannon to see what all we had already talked about. And that's something we had hoped to pursue. I wanted to have that meeting before I spoke to y'all, but since this has come up, how much of an interference with a project of that sort be, Mr. Bailey, with the library situation?
I don't think it's any interference at all, because as everybody in here deals with government knows, you got monies you can spend for this, you got monies you can spend for that. And your facility is going to be in Department of Emergency Management or in that arena?
That was my question.
This is in a different arena here.
It's going to be strictly maintenance. We were looking at trying to expand 911 as well, but there's some complications with that. So this will probably wind up being strictly a maintenance facility, and I didn't know where it would fall, even though it is for emergency services, so if you think that's not going to be an interference.
Because the library fund is strictly for libraries. I can't go buy a fire truck with it, I can't go buy a police car with it.
Well then, if I may borrow some of this to take the time, if there's no objection from the board, we would like to look at possibly pursuing the continuation of that. So I guess I'm asking right now, is there something that may prohibit that? Is there a reason for not wanting us to do that?
Where are you looking at putting it out there?
We had actually wanted to do a combined maintenance and training facility at the back corner of our EOC, and then we included dispatch. The problem with that is we don't want access coming through our emergency operations center block, which means that we'd all have to come around through the spray fields, and it would create a lot of traffic into the city spray fields. They are also looking at expanding the spray field, so those options kind of got washed, and that's why we kind of deleted some of that off. We actually have looked at Henry, and I just spoke to Kellen Bailey yesterday. If you turn at Williams Brothers Trucking going to the airport just before the 90 where the canal takes off, that section of land from the canal back towards Williams Brothers and back to that cross canal, but I don't know if that's enough land.
There's that. 7-8 acres or 9 acres, and I think that canal runs. Yeah, the canal runs through the center of it.
That's
and
my concern. I don't know how far that canal is off of there.
I think the best I remember that on this side of the canal, back towards William Brothers, was like 4.5-6 acres, and then on the other side toward the airport is the rest of it. But
we're thinking 3-4 acres would be more than enough. So I think we're okay there. We have an alternate thought process, which would have been over at the voting precinct by Mr. Riles' shop. That's a 6.5 acre piece, but some of that's very low. We look to build a new voting precinct and everything, but it's also in a residential area, and a lot of our neighbors come in semis and different things. There could be a lot of cars and vehicle traffic. So we didn't like that idea. We would rather be out at the industrial park, but I want to make sure that that doesn't interfere with anything. Like I say, this was 3 years out, and we decided to move it up. And hopefully get that done. We're running out of room over there. There's cars parked everywhere, and we're going to fix that as much as y'all want to fix.
Well, technically, Darren, because I've done some research on that particular piece of property, in order to, for the drainage through there, which we just went through there and cleaned that area out right there also, but in order to utilize the whole property, you'd basically have to build a bridge across of it.
Yes,
so to me, that was, if we got enough on this side to do it, we can always add hangars and stuff for the airport on the other side of it.
We have one on the other side by Mr. Spencer's place. I didn't want to get on the airport.
Because
I knew y'all had thoughts there, and we're on the highway, not any side of the canal, which would be hard for y'all to put hangars on anyway. So.
Yeah. The only other thing is height restrictions. There's going to be, I don't know how, if you have antennas or anything like that goes in.
No, this will be strict. It'll be similar to what the school board has for their bus garage. We went and looked at it yesterday and the day before. We went to Swanee Lumber or Florida Fork, whatever it is now, and looked at theirs yesterday. Theirs is a little taller than what we want, but we're looking at about, we're hoping for a 5-bay garage that's about 50 feet deep, and it's probably going to wind up being close to 150 across the front. Some storage areas, some office areas, strictly for our maintenance. And as you know, we handle all of our fire, EMS, emergency management, all of our staff vehicles. We handle all of the sheriff's office vehicles with a joint effort with one of his maintenance personnel in there. We handle all of the city police department's vehicles. We handle all of the town of Cross City's fire department vehicles. So it would be a thing that would benefit multiple agencies within the county. And I even discussed with Mr. Cannon later, not this week, but in the future, possibly looking at the light service vehicle for the county, if we can get another person in that shop, if we want to split a cost of a maintenance person a couple of years down the road and take care of the library vehicles, county manager vehicles, Mr. Leon's vehicles for services and oil changes and things of that sort. But that would require additional staff. My staff are not able to maintain that, especially with us adding apparatus every year or two. So I just wanted to, while Mr. Bailey was here, and I didn't mean to steal your time, I wanted to see if that was going to be any complication, both funding-wise or if the board had other ideas. So if not, we're going to try to continue to move forward with those meetings in Tallahassee and make this happen.
Make it happen.
Thank you, gentlemen. Sorry for your
face. We got one gentleman right here. State your name.
John Jerry. And regardless of which lane you end up going down, I think the way the statute's written in favor of what you're trying to achieve is it's a matching. The states match, or excuse me, the county is required to match a certain amount of dollars. During the application and the submission process, you must submit asking for a waiver in order that the county won't have to pay as much money to get that grant. So it's a, I don't know if you delved into it on that side of it, but there's money to be saved from the county depending on how you apply to submit.
The county's okay with that. We used to be a constrained county. Now they call them areas of economic opportunity. So by that designation, you do ask for it. That's part of the documentation we prepare, but it's basically
automatic.
So even in the last legislative session, they passed some rules that even made it even easier. So.
So you can use your property as some match in kind.
You can do in kind stuff.
Yep.
But the biggest thing I think is putting together a good application. Having a piece of property is great, so we can do a good concept plan and they can something they can see in front of them.
That makes a huge difference.
Yes. Okay. 95th and 97th, the environmental review is complete. We submitted that to DEO for approval. That's kind of a stage you have to go through, and then once that's approved, then we can really get into the teeth of it. So we're waiting on that approval, and then we'll start doing our surveying and engineering and all that.
So. Thank you for that, because you've been working on that project for a couple of years now.
Yes, sir. You know, we pull funds from take care of something else. So, PAL chairs, we're working on that. As I stated last time, in adding those cross drains out there, we're going to have to follow that up with the work to be able to get that water on out of there. It will not flow from everything that we say. It's going to go in there and kind of see it.
Mm-hmm.
But it is the first stage, and as far as getting that system to work like it should down there. So, I would like to get with Mr. Stevenson, if we can, after the meet, kind of go over that a little bit more. Okay. County Road 340, contractor's finishing up guardrail this week. We're starting our own punch list as far as items for the contractor. Right now, we're anticipating contract to be finished hopefully in about 2 weeks out there for that project there on construction. Seawall at Swanee. We think we need to request to divide it up into thirds, show it as a three-phase project with resiliency money. Applications are due September the 1st. We're all that prepared and ready to go. Madam Attorney, the only thing that we need is a resolution from the board in support of that project. So if we can get that at the next meeting.
We can get that. Can you get her some verbiage, you know, as far as exactly what you...
We can coordinate that.
We'll talk about that.
Swanee
Seawall project.
We've got all the other information from our previous applications. We just need to... have that resolution for the application for that. I think John's here. You're working on resiliency, so that we definitely need to get completed at all before next year because that will be one of the requirements after this year as far as getting any of that money.
That is correct.
That's all I have.
I've got one question on 340. The sod right beside the highway, you think it's going to take or... It didn't look real good, but I mean it.
A lot of times it don't look good going down. We get a little bit of rain and it'll green up. That's part of the punch list item. We'll give it a few days and see if it's Yeah, basically we go by and we see if it's rooting. If I go by and I kick it and it's dust or it doesn't root, then we might come replace it.
Thank you.
If you go there and it started rooting, if it's growing roots, then it's going to make it. It's not rooting.
As it has, it was raining all the time, and you put it down, and it quit.
What it is about grass, it either rains too much or don't rain enough. You never quite get it right amount.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You
done? I'm good.
Go back to that very first project you talked about, was running close on DOT. What do we need to do on that?
Need requested an extension on that, and we need to talk to our contractor on the job and try to get him to move it up.
Dwayne, can you handle that? Or?
Yeah, we'll look at it and see.
Okay.
I asked for an update from the contractor yesterday. We met with DOT and discussed some possibilities, some options.
We'll have an answer at the next board meeting? Okay.
Sure, try to.
That's
it. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Locklear.
Mr. Chair, before I get to my list, I'll just say when you get to reach 50, don't lift weights anymore. I'll be brief. 362nd, we're doing the construction inspection on that, so we'll work with Dwayne on it. The only thing they've really done is drop pipe and done a little bit of surveying, that's it. So, we'll get on that. County Road 351, the design, we received comments back from DOT 60% review. We're addressing those, and we expect to be at 90% in about 2 weeks.
Good day.
Airport Canal, working on under the direction of the Stormwater Task Force, specifically on the airport portion, doing some improvements. We completed the wetlands delineation, working with the Water Management District right now on getting that finalized before we can implement.
That then pops it in the runway?
Okay. There's four spots all the way through the airport, but yeah, that's the main one. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Old Town Canal, again, for Stormwater Task Force. We were tasked with doing some work on related to the clean out of that, and we sent our guys out, and the tree canopy is just too significant. We couldn't get what we needed. So right now we're in the process of reaching out and doing some old-school surveying. On that, there's so many. It's not like Airport Canal. It was fairly straight in most regards. A lot of twists and turns. So you're gonna have a lot more cross sections when we do the design and permitting. So, unfortunately, we tried multiple times with our system, which is what most surveyors use now. So they're gonna have to go back to the old rod and level technique. It's about the only way we can do it. So we're gonna get some costs and get back to you on that. So. And finally, Mr. Gregg hit on the coastal resiliency. So what's happening with that is Dixie took the spearhead of the lead. The Water Management District reached out to Dixie, and they wanted to do a multiple county project on that. So you guys are the lead on that with Levy and Jefferson. Actually, Levy jumped out, so now it's Taylor and Jefferson.
That's correct. Yep.
The University of Florida is taking the lead on the actual work of that project. Our involvement is really, when I say our, I mean mine, is we're doing some of the asset inventorying and surveying that's part of that project. The overall lead on that is the University of Florida, which was requested by our district. So we're just kind of facilitating all of that. We'll keep you posted. The state has been a little slow in getting all the paperwork and contracting done, so we haven't actually started, but we are aware of what Mr. Bailey said. Some of the statutes require, in order to get the next pot of money, that this is done first, so that's what we're trying to get done quickly. So I've been told by the state that we should have an executed agreement within the next couple of weeks, so hopefully by the end of the war, maybe I'll be able to come to you and say we can get started now. I know I've been in touch with the professors at UF, and they're chomping at the bit to get going. So we'll hit the ground running once we get the okay. unless you all have a question for me, if you can.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Miss Cindy.
Good morning. Y'all might be very happy already. Because we can definitely use more space. We have a greater need and more requests for space than a lot. So thank you for that. So this summer, for our children's program, we had 938 people attend our children's program. And each week, therefore, just 7 weeks, we gave out, we partnered with the school and gave out 100, I don't want to say lunch boxes, but
food bags.
Each one of those contained 2 meals a day for an entire week. Okay. What we can do here is we can help for our people. It's amazing. We've got so many caring people. Which brings me to something else. We had a patron come in yesterday. And she was trying a different offer. Wasn't sure she liked it or would like her, this author. When she opened the book, she got a card from another patron with $20 in it from one book lover to another.
That was cool.
That's the kind of people we have here. We're going to pay it forward.
Amen.
And as it turns out, this person could really use that money. So, you know, that it does my heart good to know who we have here.
Everyone's in mysterious ways.
Yes, he does. Amen. Yes, he does. So, on August 29th, we're going to be closed until 6 o'clock that evening, where we have a program scheduled, but we're going to be closed for staff training. The other three library counties, county libraries, and their staffs will come over to Dixie County for some training, and it will last all day. If you want to stop in, you better knock on the door, because we're going to have it locked. But you're welcome. Welcome to come in. We just won't be able to check books in and out and stuff like that.
Okay. That's all you have. Thank you, Miss Cindy, for everything you do for us.
Thank you.
Mr. Freeman. He's not here, is he? Nope. Dwayne Chauncey, he's not here. Mr. Johnson.
Good, sir.
Good.
I would like to request board approval to move forward with the purchase of a compactor for solid waste for approximately $60,000.
Yes, we budgeted out this last year, and what we'll do with that compactor, the site we're going to try it out on is at the Pole Gap,
our
most busiest place. Taylor County, all the other counties utilize them, these compactors at a lot of
I'm going to make a motion.
Second.
You got a motion, Mr. Wood. Second, Mr. Osteen. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. And I'd also like to request board approval to purchase a Huffer lawnmower for solid waste for Creekside Farm Supply in the amount of
$12,000.
Motion. Got a motion.
Second.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Wood. Any discussion?
We go out in the budget, Dwayne?
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye. Also, third thing.
Damn, you're up to $72,000.
You spent a lot of money, man.
This is what we need.
It's trust me, it's well needed. Anyway. We have some old equipment out there on site that is no longer in use. It's no good for nothing.
In the way.
Everything's obsolete. It's in the way. It's just holding up room we could use. I'd like to get board approval for WC and the scrap metal people to try to get rid of some of it. Cans,
whatnot, blah, 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 blah,
all that kind of stuff.
Get made a motion.
Second.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Wood. Any discussion? All in
what are we talking about?
There's an old set-out truck out there. It's got an old Detroit engine in it. Most everything on it's obsolete. That old John Deere tractor that we spent, I don't remember how much money, and still couldn't get it going. And it's just, everything's obsolete on them. You can't use nothing. Like a man told me, you can't take a 544 bar and put on a 644 tractor. It don't work.
Right.
Right.
Any more discussion? All in favor?
I'll say one more thing.
He's on a roll.
I need to get approval to get the material to... We're having a lot of theft problems with air conditioners and either the roll-off sites, people breaking in. I would like to get the approval to get the material purchased so we can try to stop the thieves.
Motion.
Mr. Dwayne, we got...
Yeah, so well, that'll be in under operationals, but if the materials are going to cost more than $5,000, we would like to go ahead and get y'all's approval.
Okay.
I think we can do it for under $5,000.
What kind of material are we talking about? Eight-foot chain link?
No, to go around the
edge, like the screen.
Yeah. Put it out the doors and the
metal, or what they call it.
Yes, sir.
Put over the windows and the doors. We've had to build some boxes over the air conditioners because they just walk in there. It's not
jerk them out.
Walk in and take the air conditioners out.
Okay.
So we got a motion, Mr. O.
Second.
We got a second, Mr. Wood. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Was there able to get that generator up there today or here?
Picking it up today. We're going to take it to him and have it fixed.
Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
And,
is that a Gina?
David, we talked about that one time. What's it going to really take to get some power down there to get away from them generators?
Power down there needs one, too.
Well... That's your district also. Tighten up. But,
you can't make the power company run.
Mr. Chairman, we got the quotes probably, I don't know, it's been 2.5, 3 years ago now with Central Electric and Tri-County Electric. Mm-hmm. And it was in the teens. One of them was like $18,000 to run it from wherever it was. We can revisit that and get an updated quote.
We got to think about this future. If that compactor,
you got to have
power down there anyway.
You're gonna have to have water too, eventually, to wash, to keep it clean.
Mm-hmm. I'll get the quotes. I'll get the quotes on that for running power to the remainder of the roll-off site. Don't go. We're going to take care of one more thing while you're there.
All right. It's on you this time.
All right. We got a young man right here.
Just a little reminder. Your scrap metal will pay for that electricity.
There you go.
That first check
on Monday.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you. We got one more.
So... That goes along with what the other thing we need to talk about while he's up here with solid waste, the scrap metal of Mr. W.C. and his group, his team, that today's like, or tomorrow will be day 11 that they've actually physically worked, and they'll be completely cleaned up with the first round of the scrap metal itself. This morning he brought me the first 9 loads with all the backup documents, weight tickets, and a check for over $13,000. We handed it to finance, so... He has come through with what he told y'all 2 weeks ago. Thank you for that, Mr. W.C. We
no doubt.
That.
No doubt.
But with that said, we approved it, the scrap metal agreement. We do need amendment approval from the board, the amendment of the first scrap metal agreement to clarify language. And what that entails of the change is that we had the consultant, the contractor, coming to the transfer station and weighing, and I didn't realize that we didn't think about it till he started running the first couple loads out there. Our weight scales are the smaller scales, and you got to weigh the front of the machine and the back of the machine. It's taking up more time, going to cause more tickets, more keeping up with. So this amendment will allow us for him to go straight to the metal yard, bring us the ticket. We review the amounts and finance. And he writes the check right there with the ticket. So he agreed to provide us all that backup. And in my opinion, that's no hassle on the board and the county. Let him handle it, and let's get it moving, which he's approved and shown that he's done it like he said he would.
Do you need a motion?
I do need a motion on that.
Got a motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye.
Yeah. Oh, and one more thing on that. I forgot, Ms. Chana, thank you for that. The actual wire at all the sites, that, you know, we actually, I sat with Mr. Dosey, and we called the people that he gets up in Baldwin, I guess, where we actually deliver the metal to. They won't give us the money for, it's the fencing wire and all at all these sites.
Mm-hmm.
So he agreed to come and get them at no cost to the county and no charge in a separate haul around, keep it separated in separate trailers, and he's agreed to get rid of that for us, but it would be no compensation to the county for the actual fencing wire.
Right.
In the past 8 years I've been here, it's never been hauled away. It's just sat there and piled up. You can't get rid of it. You can't get no money for it.
Yep.
So that's
another. That'd be good security. Pile it around the.
It's all weird. If it was clean wire, you could set it.
Okay.
Which we set them in anyway, but we only getting basically what it cost to get it there.
Right.
But if it didn't have to, if there was.
What if?
Kind of
so if what if?
From God.
So if we didn't accept it at the site, yeah. So what I'm hearing, if we didn't accept it at the sites with the post and the wood in it, that would be something we could look at in the future for compensation.
Yes.
So it's how we've been accepting it
without the wood.
Where it comes in there without the wood,
clean. Yeah.
We can get enough money to pay you for it then.
But who takes the wire fences down separate from the post?
Nobody.
Okay.
Well, if y'all excuse me and my guys.
Yes, sir.
We got to go to work.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
Hey.
Thank
you. Yeah.
So,
thank you.
Hey,
thank you, buddy.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey, you're doing a good job. Got
one more thing.
You got everything.
Hey, it's needed.
I know, buddy. I know. We appreciate it.
Thank you, WC.
Thank you, Jim.
Wow. Of that equipment that you're going to look at getting rid of, I need a detailed list of that.
Okay.
Did you get everything you needed today?
Yeah. Well, I could use some more.
I don't have anything else budgeted, Mr. Chairman.
We don't work on
that too for you next year. Or Dwayne is anyway. Thank you, Mr. Tim.
Real quick, like before Mr. Johnson leaves, everybody's aware theft is on the rise. It is what it is. Just publicly, everybody should know that there are some even folks that are using drones to gain intel on when people are not home.
Mm-hmm.
So it's on one hand, it's a simple public notice that everybody needs to be aware that's going on. We all know they use drones for the tax appraisers and property the appraisal side of things. That's a separate issue. But there's some felons running around that actually have these drones. That has an element of concern for everybody when they're not home. So I witnessed it, filmed it, told them, stay clear, but I think it's important everybody knows.
Shut it down. Thank you. Mr. Wright, you got anything?
I don't have anything. I appreciate all the phone calls that the board has given. And I got my phone with me if I can help you call me.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Leo.
Mr. Brown.
Chairman, I come in with nothing. I've already done more than I should have. But only other thing I have is want to let the board know we discussed the Station 3 situation up there and the HMGP grant. We did get that submitted finally. There were some issues with the state system that has been submitted. Last week we spoke with the representative that accepts and works with that personally at the meetings where we're at. We'll make some phone calls in the next week or two. The only catch with that situation was the way we had to do the match is that if the EOC starts construction before that is approved, it will not work. We cannot get approval for that after construction starts.
Okay.
So I can't guarantee you that that's going to happen or not going to happen. They said it's about a 4 to 6 month approval process. This is FEMA. Mr. Bailey and them told us the other day that we should probably be able to start construction by the first of the year on the EOC. That gives us some time. We'll make some phone calls. I spoke with her personally after the meeting the other day. She's aware of the situation, so hopefully we can move it, but it's actually outside of her office now with the state and in FEMA's hands. But I just want y'all to know that that is submitted, and we're going to hope that the timelines work out. Y'all pray that it does. It's so that's about another $1.5 million, $1.7 million. We'll be able to rebuild that third station, have three brand new fire stations. So we're just hoping that it comes through. That's going to give y'all an update on where it was. Other than that, I don't have anything else unless y'all have something.
Thank you, Mr. Brown.
Thank you.
Mr. Scott.
I don't have anything for you.
Thank you, Mr. Scott. Miss Gail is not here. Miss Holly.
Not here.
Miss Angie.
I don't have anything for
you. Thank you, Miss Angie.
I do.
You do?
Yes.
Yeah.
Get her.
Our policy and procedure, I know we just went through there and we're getting close to the end of our fiscal year. Are we looking at that on an annual basis? I know we are.
Yes.
But updates and this, that, and other. Are we going to use...
We're going to use the plan I'm supposed to do with Holly as far as sitting down looking at some amendments going in there.
Right. Are we doing that at the end of the year? What year or year ending are we going to use? Fiscal or county?
Because it's a working document, I mean, if any time, really, yeah. We just wanted to review it every year. Some years we may not mess with it, the policy and procedure manual.
We may not mess with it, but we're going to review it.
Yes, I'm talking about come to before and say, hey, we need to make this change, whatever.
Each case comes up.
But what I want to know is when are we going to do that? Are we going to do it at the end of the year? Or are we going to do it at the end of the county? I say the end of the year because at the end of the county year, we're trying to close out so much stuff.
Yeah, I'm working on budget. I mean, so it would be the end of the calendar year.
Yeah.
Is what we'll try to have it, something like
that. I just want to clarify on
that.
And if we don't make the changes, that's great. We're going to get a policy, but at least we're not letting
We're looking at it.
Yep.
And I'd ask that if y'all would submit me a copy at least.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I have an opportunity also to look at it.
If
I don't have any input, but if I do, I'll get with
you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Mr. Dwayne.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. I do have quite a few items today on the manager's report. Turn to your packet. We'll start out with action item number one. I need board approval for the Stinghatchee Stingarays, the Recreation Association, to hold a few events around Halloween at the Gina D track. They want to hold three individual events on the Friday the 27th, Saturday the 28th, and Tuesday, October 31st. And they've provided insurance. They've had a few events. Is it every Saturday night? They're holding the event right now. So they have insurance on hand. This is something for the children down there. I think it'd be a good opportunity for the kids in that area.
Motion.
You got a motion, Mr. Osteen?
Second,
Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
Number two, I need board approval to accept the Dixie County SHIP annual report for the closeout fiscal years of 2020-21 and the interim years of 21-22.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Number three, board approval to execute the Dixie County SHIP local housing incentive certification.
Motion,
Mr. Osteen.
Second,
Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Number four, I need board approval to execute the contract with Anderson, Columbia, and Dixie County for a LAP project, road project on Northeast 272 Avenue, which is locally known as Willow Hole. And that's for the striping and the painting and signage.
We got
motion by Mr. Wood, second Mr. Osteen, all in favor.
Uh-huh.
Number five, I need board approval to purchase a John Deere tractor, model number 5090M. The Power Quad Plus in the amount of $78,336.80. Let me explain this before y'all vote on it. The one that y'all approved at the last meeting for the road department, it wasn't, so after we got that approval, it was found out that it wasn't actually available until the spring in February. This other one right here is actually ready now, but the only issue is it is an upgrade. It has the availability for us to be able to put a boom and bucket and attachments on the front of the tractor so we can utilize it more than just pulling a mower. So my recommendation would be to not purchase the other one, but to go ahead and purchase the one we can get in this budget year.
How much more is this one?
It's like $4,800 difference more.
Motion. We got a motion, Mr.
Second.
Yeah, we got a motion, Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Wood. Now we in discussion.
What are you hooking to this?
The bat wing. It's a 10 or 12 foot dual bat wing. Y'all approved the last meeting to purchase the bat wing, yes.
Yeah, that's then also, I thought we did.
In the winter, it also hooks to the square or the drag.
I just didn't want the mower to be lost in the...
No. The mowers are in stock readily, but it was the tractor itself, that particular brand we approved, wasn't readily available.
The horsepower is the same, right?
Horsepower is the same.
It's just the attached other equipment.
It's a boom one. It's the hydraulics. All that's ready to be plumbed and all that.
Good.
All right. We had a motion and a second. We had our discussion. All in favor?
Aye. Number six, I need board approval to allow us to apply for the fiscal year 2024 Small County Consolidation Solid Waste Grant.
Motion. We got a motion, Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye. And then with that grant every year, that's the one we use to pay a portion of the Osceola the garbage fee for like 3 months worth. The state, when we get approved for that grant, it covers our tipping fee. So that's what that goes towards. Number seven, I need board approval for addendum number one for a 60-day time extension, which will be now ending on September 30th with Anderson Columbia. It's for the Taxiway A project out at the airport.
Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Aye.
Number eight, I need board approval to execute the contract between the Board of County Commissioners and Chana M. Watson, Attorney at Law, PA.
Motion.
We've got a motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Stevenson.
I want to ask a question. Is that the contract, is that the same as the original contract, or would it go up, or where are we at?
It did go up $2,000, which is less than 3%.
But it has in the contract that she can go up 3% each year. But it's a yearly contract. I'll bring it before review if y'all so choose to.
I'm good.
What I got is...
Thank you, gentlemen.
We ain't done yet. what I got there is honestly, I personally want to thank Chana for what she's doing. She has really... That 3%, honestly, should be 10% because she does a lot of stuff that is outside of her stuff. And personally, on behalf of the board and myself, I want to tell you thank you.
And she's done some extra stuff here lately, too.
Yes, she has.
That's what I'm talking about.
Keeps us out of trouble.
All right. We got a motion and a second. That was a discussion. All in favor?
Uh-huh.
So just for my clarity, you were saying, Commissioner, you want to see an amendment for 10%?
No. for the other 7%, she's got a public thank you.
The last thing I have on behalf of the sheriff and his department, I need board approval to allow them to continue to apply for fiscal year 23-24 JAG, which is the Justice Assistant Grant Program.
Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Osteen, all in favor.
Y'all handled number 10 with the scrap mill already. So information items, I saw the action items, the information. These dates right here, you have it in this handout, but it is imperative that next month that you all be here for the Thursday, September 7th meeting at 5. That's for our tentative budget hearing. And then in addition to that, we changed that morning meeting on that day from the 10 a.m. to 5:30. So I just want y'all to know on that particular, on the 7th, it'll just be all at night. So you'll have a 5 o'clock tentative budget hearing that everyone has to be here. And then at 5:30, you'll go into your regular meeting, your first board meeting of the month. And then your final is on a Monday, the 18th, and y'all approved at the last meeting to move that to have y'all's board meeting right after that as well. So we put them together this year. Last couple years, y'all had to attend like 4 meetings. And you had a couple meetings every week. So this will make it a little easier. But just keep in mind, I do have to have on September 7th, and September 18th, I need all commissioners, and that's to approve the tentative and final budget hearings. And we have to ensure that we get it in the paper to follow the trim notices. It's real strict as far as days advertised, and also Ms. Brenda will keep us up to date on that and keep us going. So, but that's our schedule, so September's going to be pretty busy. And then number five, my last meeting that I attended, Commissioner Hatch, we had talked about the TDC and the moving forward with the new program on the business license permits for what is it? Is the rental? It's the rental. Yeah, like Airbnbs and any of the rent out businesses. So what we looked at, evaluated, it's going to take approximately about $12,000 to update that storage shed that we've been using, emergency services have been using. But that will be paid out of TDC funds. We verified that that'll be allowed out of what we draw on the rent-a-bed money, I call it. So that won't come out of general fund. But the new employee and to get that program started, we're going to budget this year $16,000 for that part-time employee to get their, you know, to get a computer, to get everything necessary, a phone, to get them all started. So what you are looking at then at this fiscal year in budget and general fund is an additional $16,000 with that person being paid out of there.
I think Mr. Brown had his hand.
Captain, while you're on that, brought up something that I've been working on. We discussed back in 2021, I believe it was, about us doing the fire inspections throughout the community. We were going to do that for 2 years for free, and then it would be a minimal charge after that. I'm actually searching for those minutes. I haven't done a hold of yet. But
I remember that.
But in that, some of my discussion with my inspector is that we maybe incorporate all of that for all these commercial businesses into a business license.
Yeah.
And they pay an annual fee, period. Our portion of our fire inspection would come out plus if the county wanted to charge for a licensing fee. I don't know how that works.
They voted to charge. It's $200 for the license.
That way we wouldn't have to individually charge for the inspection. It would just come with the business license.
Mm-hmm.
And then if there's any lack of compliance or anything, then it's held and tied to that business license as well. That's something we discussed, but we didn't know the options to get there, so it may be something we need to sit down with, but I just wanted to mention it while you're talking about business licenses. Because that would apply to all businesses, not just a specific area. Any commercial businesses we have to inspect by statute. So I just want to throw that out. Maybe we'll talk about it later.
Absolutely.
Thanks, sir.
So those are the numbers, Commissioner Hatch and the rest of the board, which I think is very... when Kay and Russ presented it to us, to the board, voted to move forward with this program, they were showing like roughly 100 businesses known currently, so the 100 times 200, that's roughly, we should draw in no less than 20,000, so that'll cover their first year, but they are projecting it to be, I've heard as far as 200 businesses, that's unaccounted for. I don't know that to be true, but that was some numbers that I heard, so I feel like we can get the money to break even. I see it. So, also, like you've heard on number six, information items, I'm going to let y'all know by meeting with Corey Simon last week, a couple of the commissioners, he did stress the importance of getting in the appropriations request with y'all's recommendation or approval. I would like to resubmit for our stormwater mitigation. We got turned down last year to continue that. We need another about $2.5-3 million that the Stormwater Task Force has addressed. Culverts and structures in our county really solidify this clean out and restoration. So I would love to reapply for that one. And then the sheriff, when we applied last year for that communication, they give us like half of the money. So I'm sure, you know, speaking with the sheriff, that we want to go back after the remainder to get that squared away. And then I had on my list the EM facility, but we was going to talk about it. But That's kind of what I'm looking at submitting next month to Corey Simon on our behalf, on the board's behalf, those applications for those three funding.
I think that we need a D&E, honestly. If you submit three, you're going to lose something. Mm-hmm. But if you submit five, you're probably going to have better odds of getting more.
Three.
We did this past year. Mm-hmm. So I would like for us to submit D and E, something other on D and something on E. At least submit five.
So D is library. I forgot. I did write it down. Just didn't get to it yet. D library. So that'd be four. But we don't want that to be one of the ones we cut, do we? that's A, don't it?
That's available right now. There's $56 million available.
Right.
Right now, that's funded, and you can get $4 million per project.
Okay. So hopefully that's the route we get, is that actual grant.
Dwayne.
So what would be another project?
We've talked about this in a while.
The Little League field.
Yeah, we got 23 acres out there we can develop.
28.
28. Yeah. So a sporting complex?
Yes.
Sporting facility?
And I've got someone that's supposed to have me some actual videos of how crowded it was.
Insane.
To get me a video, that way you could... What I used to think was crowded when my young ones were there, ain't nothing.
The reason I say that is because when all of us went to Tallahassee, you know, Corey, he, God bless him, he sat there and says, oh, y'all submitted this. What's your top three?
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
So honestly, the other two may be wish projects, but they'd be viable projects to the county. So,
I got
sporting
you.
Complex. I ain't crazy about putting the library on there, because I think we're going to get that. I feel very good about that. But we need another project.
Well, if y'all, so at the next board meeting, if y'all, or any time, just call me if you can think of something we need for appropriations. I'm just going back for what we didn't get, what we didn't receive.
Right. I'll tell you something to look at. Courthouse renovation. Our tax collector's office, we've looked at multiple different ways to try to get some people more, because we're so crowded in there. We've looked at trying to utilize the hallway, but we had a fire exit problem there. So let's look at some courthouse renovations. We got a growing community, and we've got the same 1960-something courthouse back then. I mean, they built a very nice courthouse to prolong it to 2023, but we've got to look at some room up here in this courthouse for different offices. So I think courthouse renovations would be a good number.
Is there anything that may be available as far as our county-owned community centers as far as renovations and the grant?
We can check the infrastructure.
You good with courthouse renovations?
Yes. Yeah.
Everybody good with courthouse renovations?
Yeah, I like that.
That's five, anyway.
Yeah, we'll begin to work on them. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Got it.
Mr. Chairman, just so I'm clear, the library's off, courthouse renovations on, making five.
This is appropriations. This is completely different from the avenue.
Yeah.
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 No, hell no. Let's put hell no on it. We're not willing to do a library one way or the other. That's
Single question I'll bring back to you is, if I understand things, draft 6.
Five.
Why not? But, like, you just listened to Mr. Craig.
Yep.
And
he
said,
hey, go vote. And we did. But this is appropriations. This is different from either one of the two.
This is appropriations from the legislature for a library.
Sometimes if we let Mr. Greg handle it, instead of us going up there and trying to get it, he does a better job at getting it for us.
But
that
makes
sense.
100%.
Oh, I got that. Okay. You're just making your list of five, take off one, and so your list of five. The ABC.
Mm-hmm.
Not yet.
You got me confused, or I got you confused.
It's okay, Mr. Hatch, I've got it.
You got it?
Rest assured.
I'm more ready to find out.
Call me up.
Oh, I will.
I will. I'll wait for that call.
Mr. Chairman, that's all I have to report.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Dwayne. Ms. Watson.
No, gentlemen, everything's going well. I appreciate y'all repainting me again. Take the race.
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks.
Thank you for all your hard work and extra work that you do above and beyond.
I appreciate it. I love my county.
Is that it? Miss Hickambottom.
I don't have anything major. I do want to thank Miss Cindy. My granddaughter attended her program every week, and she looked forward to it. When she left one meeting, she was waiting for the next week. She loved every minute of it. So. Thank you.
And if we're able to get this new library, look what we'll attract. Might have to get some more help. We're going to get it. Ms. Hickambottom, is that it?
That's all I've got. Do y'all have anything?
Okay.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
Good
morning.
So I come to you this morning on behalf of finance, and we talked with Dwayne and met with him and his staff. We are working on trying to streamline things a little more efficiently in finance. Of course, we've been working really hard. We are in full swing of budget and trim, but as well as paying our bills. We kind of pay bills for board meetings, basically. So you guys approve services that are already done anyway. But we would kind of like to been thrown around the idea of doing bills every week. So this is not something that is more of a lump sum at a bigger time. There are smaller batches, a little easier to handle for Miss Brenda, a lot less room to, you know, make mistakes. It's, you know, posting bills is a lot. The board bills are a lot. There's a lot of posting, a lot of dedication that Miss Denise and Miss Brenda go into for that. I mean, it takes a very long time. It's a big process, and it's a very important, tedious process. But we do feel that if we have permission from you guys, you would still get your reports. There just may be a couple reports, you know. If she kind of works on bills as they come in, it would kind of help, you know, it would just help things go a lot smoother on our end. And do bills every week. So it's not something that is 2 weeks or sometimes 3 weeks that has to be approved to be able to be paid. You know, these bills have to be paid regardless. But it will just make it easier on her to be able to do this every week. So we're welcome for feedback, and if you guys have any questions or concerns, if that would be, you know, we're open for suggestions.
Why is everybody looking at me?
I
don't have a problem with it.
That sounds great to me.
I really like the idea of that, and just to throw some supporting factors to this is our small businesses that is out there right now that's from $3,000 to $8,000 that they're waiting 2 weeks. And sometimes the way a board meeting falls, they're waiting 3 weeks to get their money. I want to get our money back to them as soon as possible. They provided the service to us, and we need to pay them for it.
And it would help them not have to wait that long.
And the other thing is foot traffic up here at the courthouse. If we went to a weekly thing on paying people, we'd cut some foot traffic off coming into the courthouse. Because they know the check's coming. They know they're going to get paid. And that would help them be more efficient at their business. And it also helped us out here, and I talked to them fellows coming in, we're between 400 to 475 people a day in and out of the courthouse. So that would help there quite a bit also. So I'm 100% for this. And I spoke to Dwayne on it earlier. He's 100% for it. So what do we need to do to change this procedure, Dwayne? Make a motion to change it?
Yeah.
I make a motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Osteen, second Mr. Stevenson. I think we just had a bunch of discussion, so all in favor.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all so much for trusting us. And if there's any time that you need to see anything, we can go pull a voucher just like we did this morning. So
we still get these.
Yes, you will still get those. Our office is always open, so please feel free to reach out. Okay. Thank y'all so much.
Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Miss Jackie. All right, commissioner items. Mr. Wood?
I'm real happy with my road department and my solid waste heads. They're doing a really good job. Got a good crews, and they've been doing a lot of extra stuff for me lately, and I sure appreciate it. That's all I got.
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Mr. Osteen?
Yes, I want to give a special thanks to those folks down there working on D-Track, our employees, and the other people that volunteer their time doing all the things for these children in this community. They have really done a lot to do things and function for the kids. And Mr. Paul and all of them, they're doing a great job. Pickleball will be starting here pretty soon. They're not quite there with it. It's close. And the other thing I had Ms. Shana reached out to Mr. Levine's lawyer about, you know, that. See if everybody not have to spend any more money, to see if we can do it in a civil way to try to get him to move those craft house away from Miss Neal's doorsteps. And his response was, to put a fence up. I went and talked to Miss Nell, and that's not going to solve anything. So what do we need to do?
Well, and I think it's like a lot of things, Mr. Leon. We're waiting on our procedures to be updated. I will reach back out to the attorney, see if there is any additional suggestion. I know Mr. Osteen has said that, you know, Ms. Nell would like them to be placed on the boathouse property. Go ahead. I see you, Mr. Leon.
So, we could process it underneath the old set of rules, the same rules that the appellate court lawyers and the judge outlined as the way of doing it. You just know that halfway through this, we're going to change our procedures involving, you know, but once the case is started, the case is started. You just have to understand that it's a lengthy process. And you know you're going to fight it. But
it is a costly process, and that's one reason we were trying to resolve it without having to go through all
this. I'm not a huge fan of saying, hey, let somebody get railroaded because it's going to cost us time and aggravation. I got enough aggravation. I'll take some more.
And that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, you know, sometimes when the parties recognize that it's going to cost him tremendous amount of money, he may come up with a more creative suggestion than just a fence.
They outlined it perfectly for us in the last, statement from the courts that this is how it should have been done. And so we just follow their little roadmap and we let it go where it goes because ultimately we're going to win.
Well, no one wants to spend money like that.
But I can tell you what you look at it and you say the devil's advocate. We can win this fight. In this argument because it's a vacant piece of property. He has the resources to go down there and put a single wide in the air, meet base flood, put a residence, and put a crabber in that house, and then they can stack all the crab traps they wanted to right there because that's where that person lives. So, that's at the end of the day, that's what you have to be aware of.
Like, yes, he would do that too.
This and we can find him, and we'll win. There's no doubt about it. He'll back up. We've met this guy. We've seen him in court. We know who he is. We know the game that he'll play. And at the end of the day, that's what'll happen. I mean, other than Short putting it on record, he's done safe. He's done make that statement, so he knows it's available to him. I don't know.
For 40 or 50 years, when the Ellisons had it, they stacked them in front of the fish house, and no one had a problem with it. It wasn't on nobody's doorstep.
I understand, but what I'm telling you is, like, don't allow us changing procedures to stop you from us moving forward, if that's what the board wishes to do. Like, we'll go ahead and sign the paperwork and get it ready. That's two signatures for me, and that's all you.
And, you know, my office will process whatever y'all direct us to do. I think, you know, you just heard from Mr. Peon, too.
How much did we spend on this last time around?
Just the appellate court hearing was a $12,000 hearing.
We had $20,000+ tied up.
Yeah. So basically what you're saying, we can still put another $20,000 in it at the end of the day. He can put up a single wide there and we're out of gas.
Yep.
We don't spend another $20,000 for nothing.
Citizens'
money.
That's the reason I tried to do it the civil way. Just ask.
Yeah.
Try.
Know, and, this is what you're saying. You know, interesting situation. But at the end of the day, non-compliance is non-compliance. You know how I feel about it? We do it all the time.
Let's try to get Miss Chandler to speak with him one more time.
It ain't like he ain't got the property. All he's got to do is just
move him to the other side or move him over there. I mean, that's just being.
It's not up underneath the old lady's house, is what it is.
The lady's in her mid-80s. I mean, that's just.
horrible.
You don't call her an old lady.
Well, elderly lady, wiser.
Wiser.
And, you know, in all fairness, the email did say, and I wasn't reading all of the original communications because I wasn't the attorney at the time, but the email between the attorney to me was that this was a suggestion that was put out back when. Now, of course, you know, it's been 5 years that probably this occurred. So maybe they did honestly think that that would resolve the issue, but I'm going to go back with them and let them know, you know, no, that's really not going to resolve the issue, and let's see if we can come up with something that may work, you know, which would, at the end of the day, it's going to save him money, it's going to save us money, but he puts up a trailer, and Miss Nell still has to smell it.
Yeah.
And we're both out money, and it feels like he won in the end anyway, whether or not he had to pay us for a co-pilot.
Still a house that goes on the tax roll, so we still.
And that's what it is.
He doesn't want to smell it either.
It's a tally sheet. Yeah. So, I'll make the suggestion. Hey, put a trailer on.
Pass the taxes. Just reach out to him and see if we can do it in a civil way.
Stack them right against the property line.
Right on her, right there.
On the property line. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll show you.
Well, all
video.
She needs to do is go get some kind of corrosive stuff that eats metal to spray the property line with, to spray them traps, and they start pelting, he'll move them.
The county commissioners does not approve that.
Oh, there would.
Lightning strike.
Let's move on. Let's move on. I'm done.
Okay. Mr. Stevenson?
Only thing I got is I'm looking on my phone for the actual road that's in the old Sunset subdivision, the road runs in front of the bingo hall.
Four Hills?
The right-hand side going in, when you turn left, the right-hand side of that road, those grapevines and stuff are all the way out to the edge of the pavement.
Okay.
Recently, they was in there with the mowers and done a great job. They did the backside, but somehow or another, we missed that one corner section right there.
Yes, sir.
And if we could catch that, I've had several calls that they was, you know, that they got the other roads and they didn't get God.
Okay. Yeah, we'll get it.
And this,
that's all I got.
And District 4 is being patient. Being patient on the, because I got a bunch of roads that needs to be, but machine is working and getting,
and it's in District 2 right
exactly.
Now.
Exactly. Well, now, some of the roads that I go down is in District 2, so I'm considered that part of mine because I go in and out. So so some of my stuff's getting handled already, so that's the reason why District 4 is being patient.
We got
bad roads all over the county.
Yeah. Yeah.
You drive down them and you got grapevines and limbs actually sweeping trucks.
Yeah. Free.
My main concern is these ones where you pull up to a stop sign and you have to pull into the pavement.
Yes, sir.
To be see left or right or something. So,
yes.
Those are the ones that need to immediately hit. Where that's
not good.
Yeah.
That's all I had. Other than
appreciate all the county people working, doing their due diligence, and
I think this should be going pretty good.
Mr. Hatch has got something else.
Just remember that school starts back August 10th. So be mindful of school buses and young drivers. Be very mindful of that also.
And you done?
Yeah, I ain't going to get into this. Yeah, I am. We talked about a while ago with Greg. I think it was Greg at the Soft Greens on Hal Cares Road. I would really love to see the commissioner of the district take the lead on some of that stuff because I know we're elected countywide and I ain't here to start an argument by no means, but I promise you, District 3, I know what's going on in District 3 and I don't like another project going on that I don't know about in District 3 and I'm sure each one of y'all feels that same way. So let's try to be mindful of that whenever we're looking at doing work in other districts. And I know we're countywide. I get that. I get phone calls from everybody's district, and I try to funnel it to you. And y'all do, y'all show me that respect also, but I would be, Hal Chairs Road to me is Daniel's district, so
right.
So he should be very involved in that. But we all have information to help him make
exactly.
a good decision on that.
Yep.
And that's how I look at
Commissioner Stevenson.
I think he's helping me.
Yeah. Well,
well,
good. I mean, I'm glad that's that way, but I don't want something going on in District 3 that I don't know about.
Right.
And I think I tried to put that information out in these public meetings. So, and I'm not here bashing Jody by no means. Don't nobody take it that way, because Jody's very well educated. He works his butt off, and he does a really good job. But if we got something going on in a district, I'd like to see that commissioner take the lead of that myself. Now, shoot me if you want me to.
Now, all I'm going to say, Lord, that's 100%, but I mean, the man asked, could I help? I'm going to try to help.
Yes, yeah, and I agree with that.
Here for.
I agree 100%.
And a lot of the citizens call me, and I try to follow that, and if I can't get a hold of y'all, I'm going to help them.
Yep.
And I just...
We're pretty good at that, honestly.
Yeah.
You called me a dozen times, and I've called you a dozen times.
Yeah.
So, we got problems. Because
I can't, if somebody asked me to do something, I can't send it. I'm rolling my sleeves up and getting in the ditch.
I'm
that's
the
what it takes. I mean, that's just me. I can't help it. That's the way I was rolled up.
Amen.
All right, it's my turn.
Yes, sir.
We had a good meeting. Now she'll fix me y'all's turn to talk. But get back to trimming the sides of roads and stuff. School system's fixing to have a bunch of new buses with air conditions. They sit on top. So we're going to have to be very mindful of that, these roads. So we've never had buses with air conditions. So we're blessed with that. Take care of our children, keep them cooler. So we need to try to just look at our roads a little bit better. I don't want them tore up going underneath the bushes and stuff.
Not only that, but we need to be very mindful that these new buses are all electric.
Mm-hmm.
Really? So, I mean, these buses are designed probably mostly to be on pavement. We don't have a lot of pavement, so we're going to try to keep some of these holes filled in, because my understanding on these electric buses, the nearest service place to get these worked on is Atlanta. So,
The
water holes and stuff, I don't know how that's going to work out too well. We're going to stay after stuff. Just saying.
Yeah. Ah.
Gentlemen, on the buses, that we are getting those. We're going to have General West Forest. I can bring you a little bit of information on that. We are getting the buses. I don't think they're not scheduled to be here at the beginning of this school year.
No.
But they are in the making. We are getting a...
Thank you.
Charging station. It will be 23 electric buses, which will take away the majority of our diesel buses. There is a lot of going into this, as you talked about, the electric buses. We don't even have an electric fueling station, to my knowledge, in our county for a vehicle, much less for a bus. And we will be getting one for the buses, obviously, that comes with this whole project. We have addressed the fact that they'll be on Lime Rock Road. They do assure us they'll work. The same.
They'll get tested.
To see how that's going to flush out. There is a lot of changes coming on that. I mean, it's like when Mr. Darren was talking about going across the spray field, I'm like, whoa, hold up, no. We filled the road across there ourselves. We don't, you know. But he's nixed that ideal. So we are working on several things with the school. And the county's always been very supportive, I'll say, on behalf of the board. Hopefully not out of turn for the school board, but they do appreciate all the support that this board gives them, because we're constantly, and I appreciate that.
Yep. Now,
have you got something on the buses?
I wanted to ask about the buses itself. When you're talking about getting rid of the diesel buses.
Now this, and again, I'm not a voting member on any board.
Right.
I'm just the attorney, so hopefully my information will be very accurate. We had a grant that approved the purchase through the schools. This is one of these Go Green type grants, and don't quote me on what it's called, but it's basically like that. And part of the process was that we had to
destroy.
Do away with a percentage of the diesel budget. This is all in the, I can say, the go green motion, I guess, for lack of a better term, and that's all my terminology there. But it was part of the grant that we got these buses approved.
And
our budget for the school, as our budget with the county, is very limited. It's public record that usually the board buys a bus, half a bus a year, I guess, is what we're looking at it. We buy a new bus just about every other year because they're so expensive. So this was a huge boon for the school to be able to bring 23 new buses with air condition. Right now, none of our kids are riding air conditioned buses. All of our diesel buses are non-air conditioned.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a savings, of course, because it's a grant. So the funding was there for them. But the diesel buses, we will be losing buses. These are replacement buses.
I'm just kind of wondering whether or not we're losing the buses before we know for 100% that the electric buses are going to be able to maintain or be maintained.
Right. And all of that goes back to the, and I, you have to kind of keep your ducks in a row.
Yeah.
That duck kind of belongs on the school board side.
Yes.
Okay. Because the county really won't have any
say so in none of that.
I mean, I just happened to sit on both, so I know a little bit about it. And then
well, we have all the mechanics and everything already in place on the diesel.
There's
buses.
Going to be training and everything, all of this. Like I say, and we welcome y'all to the school board meeting, but because there's been several, we've had workshops on this, we've had all kind of information on these buses that we have questioned, we have asked. I mean, this has been going on 6 months at least that we've been looking at this. We went and test drove these buses. I mean, that board has done due diligence of trying to make sure they're making sound decisions for the community. But again, we always welcome information on that board too, but I think as the attorney, I should let them speak more to these issues than me.
Yes.
I would welcome you to come and ask these questions to the board. We have our next board meeting. I don't quote you on that, but it's the 7th, I think it is. One day next year.
Yeah.
And it's on the Dixie District School website. It'll have the board meeting time.
Brian Turk. I just hope that we don't get rid of the school buses that we have right now until we know for certain 100% that the electric buses that are going to replace them are going to be able to do the job that the other piece of buses are actually doing.
Yeah.
It wouldn't make sense.
Yeah. All right, let's move along. Hang on, if y'all fixing to get 3 minutes apiece, just make sure we don't have nothing, we can't vote on them school bus stuff. I just brought it up. That's the school board's job, so y'all go attend their meeting. I just want to make sure our roads are taken care of so that them...
So they can perform to their best ability.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, I would like that because, I mean,
yeah.
I'm getting the... Things on my windshield and my antennas.
Yeah, exactly. My air horn,
too,
whatever. Yep. All right, now it's y'all's turn. Public, it's y'all's turn to speak. Who'd like to be first? State your name.
John, do you got a chance to know the battery technology specifically with those?
No, y'all need to ask anything about the school board buses, go to the school board meeting. We don't know. She don't know. You need to go to there and ask them about all that. I know the man that's been going to training and stuff. You need to go to their meeting to ask all them questions because none of us don't know nothing about none of them. Anything else? Go to the school board meeting.
There's brand new technology coming out.
Yep.
It's not on the market, but it's
happening. Yep. Anybody else? No, nobody else would like to speak.
Mark Hatch, motion to adjourn.
We got a motion to adjourn.
Hey, hold on.
Down there, we'll speak.
1 second, Mr. Hatch.
Well, go ahead. You can sit there idle too long.
About waited too long.
I was waiting for everybody else to get done. I'd like to introduce myself. I'm Brian Turk, 60-year-old disabled veteran. Recently moved here to Florida 10 years ago, I should say. I've been down to Sebring. Entire time. Moved up here and bought a piece of property. Absolutely beautiful piece of property. I do plan on building a home on said property within the next, at the most, probably 2 years, at the very most. About the special exemption for the RV, okay, I have a DRV mobile suites. It's a $100,000 fifth wheel is what it is. I pull it around with a $50,000 truck. It's not a pop-up camper. I don't have a porta potty that I bring in to be able to go to the bathroom outside. In fact, my flush valve on my toilet is $175. And I just kind of want to bring this up because I read in the paper last week from the minutes from this meeting that there's a couple of people that are opposed to myself having the RV on that property, which that's their right. They can oppose it. I don't have a problem with them opposing me on my RV. I don't understand why, because they don't know me. And if it was a, if it was because of the fact that my RV isn't, I don't know, aesthetically pleasing to somebody else, you know, I don't know. It to me, it just doesn't make sense why they would have a problem with it. I don't understand it. I really don't understand it. I want to actually go into depth with this, but I'm not going to because I don't want to stand up here and sound like I'm complaining about anything. I am going to turn around and buy it, or get a permit. I do have to get plans for my house, which, you know, $800-$900. We ought to get some plans drawn up. And when you're a disabled veteran living on Social Security disability, stuff like that, I mean, that's a hit in the pocket for anybody. But when you're on Social Security disability, it's a big hit in the pocket. I've decided to live my life by smaller means than what I've had in the past. You know, I've had $1 million homes. I lived in Hawaii. I lived in Texas. I've lived in Germany, I've been to France, Switzerland, I've been to Guam, I've been to Thailand. None of this is all vacation. This is all job-oriented, okay? Like I said, I'm a disabled veteran. I've been around the world, literally. I've got a CDL. Now, I'm over 1 million miles accident-free, driving tractor-trailer, to include heavy, oversized equipment in and out of New York City. Been around the block a few years. You know, I love what I do. I love my neighbors. And in fact, the same people that had complained about my property or me putting an RV on my property, I had every intention when I talked to them out on the street that when they asked about the rake that I was dragging, I had every intention of taking that rake with my four-wheeler over to their property and raking their property. They didn't know that. We didn't have a chance to be able to discuss that yet. But it's kind of hard to turn around and work with a neighbor who is totally opposed it over me personally. It's not the property.
It's not personal.
It's me personally. Because I sat here and I listened to two people that had been approved today. It's not, on my case, it's not having the RV going on that one site. If the way that I look at it, if they were opposed to having RVs in the county, which is the way that paper read, if they're opposed to having RVs in the county, why didn't they oppose the other two that got approved today? I just kind of want to leave it at that.
Okay, good. Are you out there by Jay's post shop?
Mm-hmm.
Don't walk off this.
Yeah, yeah.
Because this is Commissioner Wood's district, so I'm going to shut up like I said I was going to do a while ago. But let me tell you how Mark hacks votes. If I got opposition and you can't clear it up, right, I'm not voting for you.
No,
I'm sorry.
100%.
I know how that neighborhood is out there. I've got multiple phone calls already. I said the man ain't done nothing. But that's right. What he does. So I'm going to tell you, if you don't fix it with yours, this is a no.
Yeah, I have every intention to turn around and put a house
there
on
again,
property.
There again. You've got to help work with your neighbors. That's your key to it. If you can't fix your problem with your neighbors, I'm sorry. I can't support you. And that's just as blunt and plain as possible. And that keeps argument down. You know the way I'm going to vote. I've done it multiple times that way.
and I'm going to do it in this case too. If
you can't fix whatever your problem is here, I can't help you. Now, do I want you to come in and build a home? Yes, that's exactly what we want.
Do we put a mobile home there? Do whatever you're going to do.
But whatever you say, we approve them all over the county.
That particular place, there's not one within a mile, mile and a half,
the best I know. I haven't done a lot of research for the Daniels District, and at the end of the day, that's the way I've always voted. And that's the way I'm going to stay that way. Now, if you fix it with them, more power to you. I'm good. But you work hard for your properties. They work hard for their properties. I want you to do what you want to do until it's detrimental to them.
Well, I want to turn my place into a little
Well, do it. You know, do it. But that's what I'm saying.
And with an RV, that's the way I vote on RVs.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to change my voting style at least till 2024 in November, whenever I get replaced. But as of today, that's the way I vote, and I'm going to be very consistent on that. If you can fix your problem, more power to you.
Well, I there's a lot more extenuating circumstances.
No, there's not.
No, it comes to me.
No, there's not.
I know not here.
Yeah,
I understand.
But
that,
it's either a yes or a no. And that's the way these RV special exceptions go. If you've got a problem, we'll give you 2 weeks. We'll table it. Or normally that's the way it goes. We'll table it, give you 2 weeks to fix your problem. If you can't fix it, my vote's going to be denied. That's just as plain as I can put it. Now, go back to where you started out. Thank you for your service.
We truly appreciate that.
Yeah, and I commend your work history. Very, very intense. But at the end of the day, this is the decision we got to make on an RV special exception. And that's the way I do it. And I'm going to stay that way until November 24th.
The only reason why I stood up here is because I just didn't like what I read in the paper because I knew it was an initiative directed at me.
Did the Board of County Commissioners say it?
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry what was wrote in the paper. I'm sorry about that because there's been some things that Mark Cash ain't said, but it's definitely been in the paper. So I apologize about the paper. Take it up with the paper, whichever one it was. I think they both do a pretty good job. Sometimes they do.
The other thing I wanted to do is get with somebody within the board to try to see if we can't streamline this process of getting one of these special exemptions done a little bit easier because I run into so many different problems because nobody knew exactly what was needed in order to be able to get certain work done or certain permits done.
Get with your commissioner.
Yep.
And if you have some handy hints, we always.
Oh, I can fix it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But you might fix that streamline process, but you will never fix the way I vote.
Oh, no.
I'm not trying to. Okay.
I'm just talking about the actual process because I had so many problems as far as what should be done first or what should be done second or what should be done third. And who approves this or who approves that. This is all new. I've never done this before. But in doing it, I learned a few things that could make this a little bit easier to have it done.
Yeah, I think Mark's going to burn up his 3 minutes.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to say something. I would like for everybody, since we got on the vets, everybody in here that has served, that is a vet, stand up.
Disabled vet.
Thank y'all. Thank you.
On active duty.
Yep.
Okay. We're both disabled vets. You told me in the street that you wanted to live off the grid on solar panels with a 50-gallon drum in the ground. Those are exactly what you said to me.
I said nothing.
All right. I had a motion from Mr. Hatch to adjourn.
Second.
Ms. Wood, all in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Can we
talk
about
that? Sure. Y'all better work it out. Yeah. Well, I tell you, because
I ain't getting in the middle.
Yeah, well.
Thank you, Jody. Shut me down. What?
Forgive me, Jody.
I know.
But I didn't want her to.
I know.
You see
what's going on. Yeah.